Taxes lead the list of projects for this year for the state's top Republicans. They've repeatedly said that while the last two budgets cut the income tax, they are not done with tax trimming. But Governor John Kasich still also wants what he's called a reasonable severance tax on oil and natural gas drillers. Republican Senate President Keith Faber of Salina in western Ohio said he's watching a plan from GOP House leaders.
There's a new proposal for a severance tax adjustment that I think many on both sides of the aisle support in some form or another. The question is what form.
So Governor Kasich has said it's not enough.
Well, he'd like a bigger increase in severance tax, and we'll see what happens with that. There are other items. I think the goal is still to reduce the income tax rates.
While Faber said jobs are created with income tax cuts, newly installed Minority Leader Joe Schiavone of Boardman near Youngstown said he has never heard the income tax cited as a reason for a business leaving Ohio or choosing to move here.
So we need to do something else to increase jobs in the state of Ohio, and I think that's making the proper investments in training, that's making the proper investments in specific companies, that's making proper investments into local communities and schools. And until we do that, I'm not sure if these numbers are going to move.
Where do you get the money for that? Do you use existing money? Is there more taxes that you could think of, or where does that money come from?
A severance tax, you know, that could be one way to derive some of those revenues.
Last year, the Senate passed several election law changes, including the bill to allow the Secretary of State to send out unsolicited absentee ballot applications for presidential and gubernatorial elections, and a bill to shorten the early voting period by 6 days. Election law changes are likely to come up again this election year, and there are also other controversial bills that will be before senators that have passed the House, including a bill banning traffic cameras and the so-called Stand Your Ground update. The Senate has passed conservative bills in the last few years, and with Republicans outnumbering Democrats 2-1, that's likely to continue. But Faber said measures dealing with jobs and the economy are his top priorities.
I think some 85% of the bills we passed had bipartisan votes or bipartisan support. And so when people talk about those few that don't, it tends to get all the attention. But the meat and potatoes of what we do every day is things where we work across the aisle very well. We're not Congress. Sure. And I'm pretty proud of that. And so we can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Schiavone said he's on board with jobs-related bills, though Democrats have different ideas on what creates jobs than Republicans do. But Schiavone also wants to see other measures considered, including some school safety proposals and a bill requiring insurers to cover oral chemotherapy.
Those aren't political. We shouldn't waste a lot of our time talking about voting bills and abortion bills, all these political bills that get everybody up in arms. Let's work on things that make sense that people need, and I think that we can do that this year.
One thing the Senate leaders do agree on is their support of the $1.9 billion bond issue that will likely be before voters in the May primary. The proceeds of that would fund local government infrastructure projects, including water, bridge, and road construction and improvements. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.